This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
A good novel is going to have its fair share of tension, some intrigue, exotic locales maybe, and if you're really, really lucky, plenty of scenes set on a trading floor. Such is the case in the latest novel from Afrique Campbell. It's called On the Floor. Afrique, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So I'm a big one, and this is more about me than you need to know, but I'm a big one for reading that little blurb of the authors on the back of a book before I start digging in.
Right.
So the first thing I did was I flipped to that the back flap of the cover, noted that you had been at Morgan Stanley for 13 years, then I read this book. And the question I have out of that is, why not just write a memoir instead of what I will grant you is a really good piece of fiction?
Although I was there and I knew the world, I wanted to tell a bigger story about that time, about the place, and about women and work. And, you know, sometimes if you – fiction is a great way of telling a story that everyone can engage in.
Yeah.
And I think it opens up a cast of characters that you can access, and you're freer to deal with material when it's not you.
Yeah, this is a story. It's a story about workplace and gender roles and dynamics and all of that stuff. I mean, there's a lot packed into, what, 100 and 200 and something pages, 240 pages?
It's a story in one way I think that's very straightforward. It's a story about love and money and a woman with a very particular mathematical talent who finds herself in a very unusual environment, which is a trading floor and a business world dominated by men. And although everything is going wonderfully for her, somehow she's not happy and things begin to unravel. I guess it's a story that a lot of us can relate to. She's smarter than most of the guys around her, but she lets herself be controlled.
I was trying to figure out what the extra character is in this book, and I can't decide whether it's the trading floor, which is a setting for a number of key scenes, or whether it's, in a more abstract sense, the market itself and the dynamics that that imposes on the behavior of all of the characters in this book.
I always felt, I started this book before the financial crisis, and it always amazed me that more people weren't interested in what was going on inside the world of finance. You know, it really took a crisis for everybody to start paying attention. And really, you know, a trading floor is economics in action. It's like a cross between a newsroom, a racetrack, a maths lab, a football match. You see decision-making and performance under intense pressure. To me, it was an obvious environment to set a story in. The problem was how to bring people in and make the reader feel like they're there.
This may well be none of my business, but since I've got you on the phone, I'm going to ask you anyway. What's it like as a woman in that environment? I mean, obviously, you did it for 13 years, so you know it and you liked it in some degree.
I loved it. I loved the job. I found it incredibly challenging. I found it really interesting. I mean, it's really difficult when you talk about the markets now because in this environment there's so much negative sentiment. So it's hard to make people understand that you can really engage in a job like that. It stretches you. It stretches you to find how you can perform in those conditions. And it's also very interesting.
This book is set back in 1991 in the lead up to the original Gulf War. And I mention that as a way to set up this next question. One of the characters in this book is a quant, one of the PhDs in statistics and numbers and all that stuff, that have become so important today. But I'm guessing you felt it necessary to make that statement, right? That was intentional.
That was really important to me because while I was working in business, that's exactly what happened. I mean, the seeds of the crisis were sown way back then, and everything changed. Attitudes towards risk, size, speed, all of the things that contributed to the carnage that we saw unfold later. It was a culture shift, and it laid the foundation for everything that would unravel with a vengeance.
The most recent book by Afrique Campbell is called On the Floor. It's about the trading floor in London. Afrique, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much, Kai.